pleased to be joined by my friend, Doug Harvey, a proud supporter of the Cancer Care Manitoba Foundation. What is your role with them before we get into your story?
Well, my role with them would be as chairman of the board and a longtime board member. I think I've been on the board about 11 or 12 years now.
Your company, how involved were they in the Challenge for Life this past year?
Well, we've been a big-time supporter in two ways. Number one, we have a team that walks, and this was our biggest team that we ever had this year. About 40 walkers. We raised just in excess of $202,000, which was awesome.
To get someone that works for you to say something nice about you is the easiest thing in the world. No, I'm serious. People would offer up stories about you or why they admire you without being solicited. And I thought it was a real nice indication of what you mean to people.
Well, thank you very much. They are well paid.
But, no, it was
but,
cool,
but
man.
Sincerely, that means a lot to me.
Now, your cancer journey began when? Is it a couple of years now?
Well, yeah. I got the fateful call on about the 24th of August in 2015. I was in Thunder Bay. I'd had my biopsy done, and I was supposed to go back after my youngest daughter's wedding in September. And I got the call that said, oh, we'd like you to come in. The doctor would like to see you on Monday. So I didn't think he wanted to see me to tell me how great the results were.
Right.
So that's when I found out. And so I've been on the journey essentially for a couple of years now.
And this was prostate cancer.
Prostate cancer, correct.
And you bring up your wife a lot. I mean, she means a lot to you. How did you tell her? Because I feel that, like, you guys are a team. Right?
Big time.
And so this affects her.
In many cases, it's worse for the partner that doesn't have the cancer.
Maybe.
You know, you also become a whole lot more empathetic because you now, you know, there's an old saying, you don't know there until you've been there. I'm there. And so you know what people are going through.
So seeing the Cancer Care Manitoba Foundation board side, well, now you are the people you have been working for, right? In
mm-hmm.
a roundabout way. And so what did you learn that you may never have learned by simply being on the one side?
I'm absolutely blown away by the people side of the caring side of the clinicians. It's unbelievable that we have people like that want to do this kind of work and make a difference. And I can tell you, give me $100, it makes a difference. Give me $1,000, it makes a difference. Give me $1,000,000, we'll go to town, and it'll really make a difference. I can't just read the notes that they give you. You know, I can live it. And we're blessed to have the leadership of Dr. Navaratnam, the people that sit on
the— I love her.
Yeah, she's a beauty.
She's awesome.
And the people that sit on the board of Cancer Care Manitoba. So we are really blessed. And the money that we're raising today and that we raise throughout the year really makes a difference. And, you know, we talked about it on the Challenge for Life. You know, the new slogan for the campaign is More Tomorrows.
Yeah.
And it's just so true. We may not find a cure in my lifetime, but give me more tomorrows. Give me more time with Jan,
100%.
More time with my kids, more time at work with my grandkids. I mean, that's what we all want, those of us that are affected, is more tomorrows.
Yeah, buying time is priceless.
And the people that are there at Cancer Care, working there, are committed to exactly the same outcome that the patient wants.
Doug Harvey, we are blessed to have you join us, to be the chair, to be a Winnipegger, and to still have you up and in as great shape as ever. And we wish you and your family all the best. And thanks so much for doing this.
Ace, thank you very much for all you do for many different charities. And obviously the one that I care about the most, Cancer Care. So thank you. It's been a pleasure and an honor to be with you today.